As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yippee-ki-yay. Throws the ball. It's intercepted. Intercepted 35. This is going to be a house call.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Intercepted by the Broncos down the east sideline. This is going to be a house call.
Like, I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. From Showtime's The Agency, actor Jeffrey Wright. Coming up, Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of The Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on this Tuesday. I already had the actor Jeffrey Wright here in studio hour 2. Great conversation. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joined us in hour number 1. Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, will be joining us shortly on the program. The general manager of the Houston Texans, Nick Caserio, has spoken about the 3-game suspension of his linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair, and speaking is one way to describe it. Railing on the NFL is another. That's coming up in this hour as well. We just did Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Daniel Jeremiah's take on what's going on with the Chargers team that he calls radio games for, as well as the upcoming draft order that we're seeing play out and who fits where, and the Heisman Trophy race is coming down, and DJ is going to be with Susie and Amy on what the football that gets recorded as soon as this show is over. Overreaction Mondays out there for everybody. Trick Williams is your guest on the No Contest Wrestling Pod tomorrow,
the,
TJ?
The NXT champion.
Okay.
Trick Williams.
So that'll be on tomorrow's podcast.
Oh, yeah,
taping,
man.
You and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Jim Jackson's show comes out Friday. He will have, I believe, Frank Isola chopping up what's going on in the association.
Nice.
So that's the Rich Eisen podcast world. Let's go to Derek in Missouri. Been hanging on since jump. Derek, congrats on your Broncos winning another one, brother.
Rich, I got to tell you, last night was one of those moments where I needed an oxygen tank myself, because that was it was nail-biting from beginning to the end. But I got to tell you, it was not perfect by any means, by the stretch of the imagination, but a W is still a W, and people got to give credit to Nick Bonino being the defensive standout for this team right now, being the first player since Von Miller in 2012 to have 10-plus sacks and a pick six in the same game in the season. And you mentioned that dime that Nick threw to Marvin Mims.
Yep.
Before that, Aikman, I don't know if you overheard what he said before he threw that pass, saying that Nick wasn't processing the field and this and that, and he throws that dime of beauty of a touchdown pass. It's a good feeling right now, I got to tell you. And one more thing before you let me go, Rich.
Yes, sir.
I got to add to Brockman over there. You have a bit of an anniversary coming up this Sunday, Brockman. It'll be 1 year this Sunday that you had your little rant from the Patriots-Steelers game that you said it was the worst day of your life, and it was worse than the Aaron Boone and Helmet Catch combined. So, yep. Happy anniversary, Brockman.
You're welcome.
That was Chris Brockman being very upset that the Patriots beat the Steelers. Thanks for the call, Derek,
yep,
and your fandom to remind us of this anniversary. You put out a memo. You wanted them to tank for Caleb.
I did.
You had no idea that you really wanted to tank for Jaden, potentially,
yep,
or even the guy that you got anyway.
Well, our guy's better than the other two, so I'm very happy with what we have.
Well, that's
well, not to say.
Debatable.
In 10 years, we can revisit this. Drake May, better career, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams booking.
You know, Brockman, I pray to the Roku gods we have the opportunity in 10 years. Shout out to Roku, Joe, and Charlie that we can.
Huzzah. Huzzah for you to answer that way.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Rather than go to the football conversation of it. You know, right now, right
hey,
now,
if you're telling me we can
that's
do
a hot
this,
take, I would say.
You tell me you're going to let us do this for 10 more years. I'm signed up last week, Rich. Come on.
Like a buffalo.
But everybody, just in terms of his masshole fandom, we should just be nice to him right now because you could, no doubt, at some point during the months of June through August, if not September, fry an egg on top of his head, watching
all
this Chapman coming out of the bullpen. From the left side.
We almost made it.
From the left
the
side with
up.
That monster just standing there 5 feet in front of a right-handed
come on,
hitter.
Guy.
Or as he walks the bases loaded. Trust me, sir, you will have these moments. But it won't matter if you land Juan Soto. I am quite literally living with a 13-year-old boy is waking
probably
hours
as much as me.
Every refreshing every moment. Yes. Cooper is and he's texting me, Dad, the rumor is the Blue Jays have given the most money. Dad, rumor is that he's already a Red Sox. Dad, rumor is the Yankees haven't given enough money. And it's I want to sit here and say, Coop, I'd like you to, you know, talk. By the way, he should talk to his mom about Scott Boras, because Susie, when she was covering the Angels, hung out with Boras all the time.
Yeah.
Because Boras, you know, is down there. He's the one who stands you right behind home plate in his suite that, I don't know, name somebody, probably, you know, what, Jason Giambi paid for? I don't even know if if he's his agent. I'm just trying to, you know, come up with the proper timing of the historical reference
early
here. I don't know.
Yeah.
At any rate, I'm like, Scott, somebody must be whispering all over the place. And when is Juan Soto?
Make a reminder ready. Like, what are we doing? I can't take this anymore. My hair's already gone. Like, let's go.
Chris, I've probably read, no lie, this is no lie, just today, 45 different tweets about Juan Soto during the
I Twitter search Juan Soto like a dozen times a day. And Drake May are my two most searched people right now.
Is the wands, if you could wave a wand.
Have a go to the Mets.
Hold on a minute. No.
No, he's going to do a put me in a bind here.
No, I'm not putting you in a bind.
Oh, I thought you were going to make me choose.
How dare you?
Why wouldn't you put him in a bind?
You could wave a wand. Any story. How about this? Belichick takes a job. Okay.
Okay.
What other story could there be? That's so monumental.
Something to do with Brady.
No. Belichick takes a job, or Soto signs with one of our teams, one of the three teams.
For like during the show?
Correct.
To break breaking news during the show.
Which one would you?
Dodgers are out. Sorry.
No, there's
Jay.
Four of us, Rich.
Dodgers are out.
Yeah, there's.
You can't say that. Because if the Dodgers get him,
so then there are four teams in.
I'm gonna quit. I'm quitting. I'm quitting the show.
You can't quit the show.
I'm quitting baseball. It would not be great if the Dodgers.
That's what I'm saying.
For like a breaking news.
Yes.
Yeah, because we were on the air when Russ got traded.
Oh God, we were
and,
on the air when
you know every big football
sure.
signing.
That was an amazing week.
Dame got traded. We were on
the
air.
Hell going on month, right?
Yeah.
Brockman and I looked at each other at the same time, like, did you see?
That's right. That's when Stephon Diggs tweeted out, "Hell going on." That was when Tyreek Hill got
traded. Tyreek was on the drive to work that
morning. Am I reading this right?
The hell going on?
Yeah, we had him say those words into a microphone just so we could have that drop.
I think Soto signing while we're on with one of... Actually, it would be better if it's with like Toronto, so we can all kind of be miserable together.
Yeah. I don't want to see either of you happy.
No, I don't want you guys to get him. I want to get him.
Exactly. We all covet what we see, to use the Hannibal Lecter phrase.
I think we all know the bottom line is Cousin Stevie's got the checkbook open. He's saying what number they give you, that he's going to put 50 on top
what's
of it.
What's the wait for? What are we waiting for?
701. He wants a million more than Ohtani.
So what? So somebody should give it to him. And it should be my team. This would be the number. This would be my choice for number one story to break while we're all on the air live.
Soto?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you want me to come to the Mets, because that way you could see just the pure, unadulterated excitement. You don't know what I'm going to do over here. Feller better have the dump button ready. I'm the curse.
You don't want him to go to Boston. That's for sure.
We can all agree on this.
You do not want him to end up there,
going to the Yankees, Rich. I'm okay with him coming to the Mets.
He shouldn't want to go to Boston.
Why?
For a multitude of reasons.
Let's see. The most winningest franchise in the 2000s.
The 2000s. Okay.
Let's see. No one cares about what happened before they were born. You understand that?
That is true.
No one cares.
I agree with you.
So since he's been alive, the team that's won the most is the Red Sox.
Let me ask you this question. Why should he not want to stand there in the batter's box with Aaron Judge protecting him? As much as you love Devers, it's not even in the same realm.
Three of the top ten prospects coming up very soon. We have one of the best youngest teams in baseball.
Or he already saw what it's like to bat in front of Aaron Judge.
And to lose in the World Series.
Or, with all due respect to all of us, why shouldn't he want to be in the middle of what his team can give him?
He should want, to be honest.
Oh, he'll just like, okay, so wait a minute. Ohtani's a duck on the pond, and then I'm in between Betts and Freeman?
Yeah. That's what he should want.
I mean, when you put it that way. But
in terms of where you're going, like, he could be in front of Lindor, or Lindor's in front of him. Honestly, he already knows what it's like to play with the Yankees. He already knows what it's like to have Judge behind him. He already knows that the Steinbrenner should already adopt him, because it makes it cheaper.
Yeah, Judge can't hit in the playoffs.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, so I'm this sorry. Guy. I'm sorry. Facts get in the way of your fandom.
Maria, I see.
Okay, that breaking news. One day,
it's gonna happen.
Steve Cohen has just signed.
I do want to hit something here about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, I hold it near and dear to my heart. Correct?
For sure.
Obviously, my relationship with the Hall is something I cherish. And not because for the fourth straight summer I'm going to step up to the podium in front of all the Cantonians and all the Buckeye fans and dare them to whisper a syllable in my direction or say anything with the letters O, H, I, and O in it. But that's not why I bring this up today. That's for another day. The Hall of Fame announced its lists of finalists for the Hall of Fame class of 2025 in the coach, contributor, and senior categories. The coach that's made it, and usually when these people have come out of committee, it is they don't like it when you say it's rubber stamped by the voting group writ large, but the voting group writ large includes the people in many cases that are on these committees, and they trust that the hard work has been done, and then they'd like to leave their own hard work to the 25 players that are considered Hall of Famers potentially in the modern era. That's the one where, you know, Eli's up this time, and Anquan Boldin, Torrey Holter should get in at some point, if not this year, is involved. I mean, so on and so forth. But the coach that came out of the committee for the coaching finalist is Mike Holmgren. And he is beyond deserving. Beyond deserving. One for the Packers, as we all know. It had been quite some time since the Packers had won when he won. And he had two rings as the coordinator for those 49ers teams that won it all in the 80s. And that's how he got his job, from the 49ers to Green Bay. And then he took Seattle to the Super Bowl, lost Super Bowl 40. By the way, can you believe that's going to come up on 20 years now? This is Super Bowl 59, lost Super Bowl 40. And Holmgren has a record of 174-122. He ended the Packers' 29-year drought of Super Bowl victories. There are others who are very deserving. The one that leaps out at me more than any is Mike Shanahan, who will have to wait another year. I mean, you take a look at all the coaches that are in the league right now that have the Shanahan coaching tree, and he won two, which is usually the number you need. But Holmgren, I hope they say yes, certainly since he's the finalist. Three senior finalists. Maxie Bond, an outside linebacker who played from 60 to 70, came out of retirement in 74, and he won an NFL championship with the Eagles. He joined the Rams, and George Allen was his coach. He's a 9-time Pro Bowler. Jim Tyrer, who was selected as a member of the AFL's all-decade team of the 1960s. And then this one. It's got to happen. Sterling Sharp got a nod here. Sterling can go in.
As he should.
Don't you think? I mean, the neck injury cut it all short. From 88 to 94, he was the man. And if he was the man.
Yeah, like.
Three first-team All-Pros, five Pro Bowls. His 18 touchdown receptions in his final season. 84 had 18 touchdown receptions. That's still third best in the history of the NFL. Talk to anybody who was trying to defend in that time. I'll tell you, Sterling deserves to get in. And I understand.
I hate to be the guy to pour the cold water on this.
But, I don't think you do hate that, though. But I think you love it.
Well, I don't. I don't really care for that characterization. I think that, like, being a Hall of Famer also is having a long career. That should be part of it.
Well,
and injuries and bad luck, that plays a factor in your career. And while we can all sit here and acknowledge, yes, he was a very great player when he was playing, a five-year career shouldn't get you into the Hall of Fame, and I don't really care what you accomplished during those 5 years. It's just, it's really tough for me to sit here and be like, he's on par with some of these all-time greats.
7 years, but I understand what you're saying. You know, Gale Sayers and Terrell Davis are in there, and I understand they won Super Bowls and things of that nature. And
MVPs.
No, I understand, but he made it out of committee, and I
just think it kind of tarnishes the Hall of Fame a little bit. No, when we have
I don't
players
think so.
With like
I think you talk
less
to any
career.
You know. I think if you talk to any of the defenders that are in that bus gallery room that played from 88 to 94, they wouldn't say it's denigrating the room.
Yeah, and that's basically what I'm basing it on, just hearing a lot of these guys talk about playing him and how completely unstoppable this man was.
The players really talk up other players. They're not really fair.
Well, let me talk about this one, though. The contributor finalist is Ralph Hay. You might be wondering, who is Ralph Hay? Well, he sold cars and owned the Canton Bulldogs from 1918 to 1922, and he is credited with organizing a bunch of owners of professional football teams in his showroom in Canton in 1920 and forming an association that 2 years later was named the National Football League. So, yes, his contributions were obviously very important since it led to the formation of the National Football League. And he has an award already named after him, the Ralph Hay Pioneer Award, given to people who have made significant and innovative contributions to professional football. My friend, the Spanish-speaking NFL announcer, Fernando Von Rossum, who he won the award last year. It was delightful to sit next to him on the podium. He particularly enjoyed when I clapped back at the Ohio State faithful. But I just bring this up to say the following here. Because in the press release, it says, his supporters have said that among all major professional sports, only football is yet to enshrine into its Hall of Fame the person or persons credited with founding its dominant league. And I'm saying, sure, we're correcting centuries-long snub? But at the expense of Robert Kraft? Yeah. Is positively absurd. While Robert Kraft walks the planet in his advanced age, and his contributions to this league and this sport in the last 25 years is unparalleled. And it's like, can we correct the Ralph Hayes snub another time? The guy also already, his name gets mentioned when an award is given out for him. Well, what do people are walking around saying it's an embarrassment that Canton hasn't enshrined one of the founders of the sport when Robert Kraft is waiting to get in? And if we're holding against Robert Kraft, any of the headlines that's been associated with him personally or the Patriots with the Gates, I will just say this. Get over it. Absolutely get over it. The number of banners he has with his organization, with his family, helped hang in New England. What he has done in New England, talk to anybody. I'm married to one. I'm married into a family. They will tell you what the Patriots were before he bought them. And he, thank God this man reached out to Jeff Saturday in the middle of a lockout in 2011 and basically helped broker something. Good Lord. NFL Network doesn't exist in many ways without him either. And Brady's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Belichick's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and we're going to hold Deflategate and Spygate against this man? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? This is crazy.
Not sure what it is.
I don't know what it possibly is. And then one last thing here, too, because I am so, again, it goes against my every fiber of my being to criticize anything that comes out of Canton, Ohio, and its processes. Okay. And this just goes to show you how much I love this weekend and I love this event and I love this place and I love going to Canton and I love seeing all the folks there just pour their heart and souls 24/7, 365 and making sure this event goes out and goes off well. Okay. But it is also a television show. All right. There are eyeballs out there and there's a fight for relevancy in this world. And with all due respect to the Hay family, who probably won't be pleased with me right now, or whoever is pounding the table to say, as it says in this press release, his supporters. Kraft gets in. It will be a parade of Patriots showing up, from Brady to Brewski to Wilfork, who might get in, to name it. They'll all be there. All of them, and name all the celebrities that he's friends with. They will all be there.
Bon Jovi probably does the concert.
Everybody will. It will be an event in Canton, Ohio. But the Ralph Hayes snub's fixed. I've said my point.
That's a good one.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. The coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. When we return, Zach Taylor here on The Rich Eisen Show. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. And science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of difference. But it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store, and why not? It's awesome. Again, there's a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. The AFC North Hard Knocks is coming.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Kind of excited.
Yeah. I think I will decline to ask Zach Taylor about that.
I think that's wise.
Okay. But someone asked Mike Tomlin about it.
Oh.
Asked if he'll be tuning in.
Oh.
And I'm told his response is priceless.
Oh, I believe that.
Sure, I can guess the answer.
Absolutely not.
All right, we'll end on that. Thanks, guys.
Are you watching Hard Knocks? Absolutely not.
Can we replay that one more time, if you don't mind? You ready? You ready? Yeah. I just want to hear this thing in its all its glory just one more time, if I may.
Mike, you gotta watch Hard Knocks?
Absolutely not.
All right, we'll end on that. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
What was the follow-up question?
I don't know.
I couldn't really tell.
It like someone these,
Zoom things, these Zoom things are tough to understand. Absolutely not.
Oh, the PR, Steelers PR ending the...
Oh, okay.
Ending it.
Hey, on behalf of all of our friends at NFL Films, though, please watch their hard work.
Yeah, please watch. It's awesome.
And Mike's not denigrating that work. It's just like, you know.
No, he lived it. He's got other things to do.
Mike, you going to watch Landman on Paramount Plus?
You should.
I might suggest that if you get some free time.
Yeah.
I think we do have a new drop, though. Absolutely not.
Oh.
It's a new drop.
I was like, what?
It's a new Tomlin drop, right? Absolutely not.
I thought it was Billy Bob Thornton's daughter. I thought that.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Wow, you're really toeing the line today.
It'd be like three versions of him saying no.
What do you have other? What Tomlin knows? You got other ones?
Never say never, but never.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
That's right.
Absolutely not
is a new drop.
Love it.
Without a doubt.
Stay by the phone, man. I may need
you. That's good.
Okay. See, that was positive.
Priceless. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Joining us now in advance of the Monday night game, he's taking on the Dallas Cowboys. The head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, Zach Taylor, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Good to see you, Rich. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Listen, I know it's not your table. I'll start with this one. Do you watch Monday Night Football when it doesn't involve your team? Do you check it out, even though you're trying to find a W for your own, Coach?
It's on in the background. You know, it's why we're doing our own work. It's on the TV behind me, and, you know, you can hear a little bit of what's happening. You'll peek back at it.
Okay. And so, I mean, when you watch a game like that last night, how do you look at it whenever you peek at the screen? Because, you know, we're sitting here talking about what's entertaining and what's not and what's this and what's not. I'm wondering how a head coach in the NFL views a game like Monday night's, Zach.
Yeah, well, we play both those teams coming up, you know, so you're paying a little more interest because you know, just the personnel you might not be as aware of if it's a team you haven't played before. You like to hear the announcers talk a little bit, but our focus right now is on Dallas, so you're trying to make sure you're staying on task with them as well.
Obviously, no doubt about that. So right here and right now, what is your biggest challenge as a head coach of this?
Find a way to get a win. You know, it's been a month now since we felt that feeling, and it's not a feeling that we're comfortable with at all. And so our focus is just going Monday Night Football at Dallas, find a way to get a win, get that feeling back in our system, and then continue to build off it from there.
How much of your job is managing emotions right now?
That's part of it. I think we've got a good team that doesn't stray too far that way. Certainly when you're not winning and it's in December and you have high expectations for yourself, that's a hard pill to deal with right now. But our guys have done a good job picking themselves up, picking up the guys around them, and just continuing to work and try to find a way to get this thing right.
And you got a quarterback who's got a sensibility about him where this has got a rankle. He doesn't show emotion very much ever with Joe Burrow. You can't tell. And that's obviously part of his superpowers when things are going well. But do you have conversations with him to make sure that he's not mentally or emotionally going to places that you rarely see him go to, Coach?
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him as much as I talked to anybody in this building, and he's done a great job. You know, he's got power in a lot of ways, elevating this team, seeing how he responds, can elevate the guys around him, and he's done an excellent job understanding that from a leadership standpoint and trying to get the most out of everybody around him. So he's playing at a high level. We need everyone to continue to try to match that. And he's done a great job doing his best to elevate everybody around him.
Now, I know he doesn't speak, you don't speak for him, but there's a quote I'd like to read you from something he said after the loss this past weekend. He said, "I think we'll learn a lot about who we have in the locker room, the guys we can count on going forward and the guys we can't. The next 6 weeks will say a lot about who we can count on and who we can't." What do you think about when you hear that?
He's dead on. I mean, that's what adversity does to you. You get a chance to see what people's true character is about and who can endure it, because we've faced it here in 6 years. We've had the roller coaster. We've had bad seasons. We've had great seasons. And what you learn is you find out a lot about people when you're facing adversity and times are tough. It's easy. It's easy when you're winning. It's easy when you're playing for AFC championships and Super Bowls. And that part's easy. It doesn't take as much management. But it's times like this when you really find out about people and who you want to go through it with. And so, again, it's a great time to observe people that way.
And are you taking notes for future years? Again, I know you're focused on Dallas. You're focused on getting wins and stacking them and finishing up strong. But what about you as the HC of the Cincinnati Bengals, Zach?
I take notes every day of every week since I've been here for 6 years. So this is no different, you know, than times we've had before. And we just got to continue to learn from them to make sure it doesn't happen again.
What have you learned about yourself? Not to turn this into a therapy session, but what have you learned about yourself through the first 12 results this year?
Yeah, every year is different. You know, you can go in with anticipation and expectations for yourself, and every week's a new week. Whether it was year one for me or year three or year six, there's always new challenges, and you got to manage different ways and continue to evolve and not get too comfortable, and I'm good with all that. It's exciting for me to go through this with players that I like being around and coaches I like being around, and excited to find a way out of this thing.
Do you hear from ownership at all during this?
Talk to him every day since I've been here.
And what does he say, if you wouldn't mind sharing any of these conversations? What's the tenor of these conversations that you have?
We're all in this thing together. That's the beauty of the Cincinnati Bengals is you know, we communicate every single day. And so we're always on the same page through good times and bad times. And so it makes it very easy when that communication is so streamlined and it's constant. And so there's never any surprises on either end. And so it's a good relationship, a great communication.
Zach Taylor here on the Rich Eisen Show. The challenges the Cowboys present to you are what?
They got excellent players. They got really good coaches. You know, Micah Parsons, when you look at their defense, is the starting point, you know, disruptive player, game changer, and they got a lot of pieces around it. Always had a ton of respect for Mike Zimmer, Mike McCarthy, Brian Schottenheimer, John Fossil. So they're well coached, you know that, and their players are getting healthier, and they're going to be an excellent challenge for us on Monday.
Obviously, you don't need to, you know, circle 11 on behalf of your staff and also on behalf of your quarterback, but when you see him on film, you see him, and he presents what? Zach.
Explosive, relentless. They move him around everywhere. And so you can't fall asleep on him for 1 second because he can disrupt the game in a heartbeat.
I've got Zach Taylor here. A few minutes left with the Cincinnati Bengals head coach here on the Rich Eisen Show. Do you know, obviously, you've got this Monday night game, but you do have some aspirations to finish up strong and see what's for the best. What do you take from these 12 games that you can point out that we need to fix X, Y, and Z? Give me an X or a Y or a Z for me, if you don't mind.
Well, on Dallas and on defense, consistently, we have a tackle better, you know, and find a way to get some stops. And on offense, we can't waste a single possession. You know, we can't settle for field goals and got to do a great job protecting the ball in all areas. And we'll put it together, you know, and have a great game from start to finish. And once you can do that, you can snowball from there and find a way to get some wins. We've done this before, been in this situation similar before. And again, just excited to watch our guys play on Monday Night Football and put in a great week's work and be ready to roll.
Before I let you go, if you don't mind, again, I know this isn't your table, but this is the sort of stuff we're talking about here on a show like this in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence slides, Azeez Al-Shaair hits him, he gets flagged, he gets ejected, he's now suspended 3 games. Do you think there needs to be some change in the way a quarterback slides? Any change in any rule, shape, or form that might lend to a defender getting a better sense of when somebody's sliding or protecting the quarterback better? Do you have any opinion on this, Coach?
You know, the truth of the matter is I have not yet seen that clip. So I've seen headlines on it. I haven't seen it enough to educate myself. I will at some point. And again, it's a slippery slope. There's a lot of situations you can pinpoint. They're all officiated a little bit differently, probably. And I don't have any real comment on that.
Okay. Do you have any rule change that if I could wave a wand, Zach Taylor gets to change a rule in the National Football League? I'll give you the floor.
I just want to get used to the rules we got, you know, instead of continuing to change them, let's get used to the rules that we got.
Okay. Coach, I really appreciate your time. And I look forward to seeing you guys perform on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys, and I wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
You got it. That's Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals here on the Rich Eisen Show. So there goes Coach. And
okay.
Didn't see the hit on Trevor Lawrence from Azeez Al-Shaair. You know who did was John Runyon, who is in the league front office, former football player, who's in charge of handing out these punishments. 3 games for him, meaning Al-Shaair will, if this stands, be home for Christmas. And the Texans are one of the Christmas games that are being played against the Ravens. And him not patrolling the middle of the field against Tua, Mahomes, and Lamar will leave a mark. I shall say that. And yeah. I'm sure Jaguars fans are like, well, you know what left a mark? Him on our quarterback, who was clearly sliding, and
it was obvious.
And, well, but even it was obvious that he was sliding, but even if you're thinking he was sliding late, Al-Shaair gave him the business. There's some business that was there was a message being sent.
Yep.
At least that's the way it looked to us as fans.
Agreed.
And he might say, you know, and he apologized for everything, and he's been hearing it online as well in a way that he shouldn't, is from fans who are getting mean, ugly, nasty, and you know, potentially violent. But it sure looked to me like he was getting the business. 3 games, I think, is a little bit more than I was expecting. 1, if not 2, but 3's a lot.
I would have thought 2 at the most.
And there's an appeals process here. There's the league and the Players Association have agreed on 4 different players who will get this appeals case. And one of them is Derek Brooks, who would know about being a defender who's trying to take out a quarterback. And what might go through Al-Shaair's mind. I don't know if he's going to be the one to receive this. But the league also said it was the way he left the field and what he's done before. And the warnings, I guess, he has received about his style of play before. Nick Caserio, the general manager of the Houston Texans, was speaking about it today. And he fully accepted the league's decision. Wait, I'm being told it's the exact opposite. And he was profane about it.
You don't say
and he's very angry about it. And he came with some receipts about what's happened previously to people who have been in similar situations for suspension. Hit it.
Nobody embodies our program more than Aziz. What he's about, what he's been through, you all know his story. There's not a more selfless individual, more about the team, who's earned the respects that represents everything that we want this program to be about. I mean, this morning he was at a United Way event. So we're talking about some of the commentary that has been made about his character, about the person that he is, about what his intentions are, from people that, quite frankly, don't know anything about Aziz Alshaier, okay? And for the league to make some of the commentary that he made about lack of sportsmanship, lack of coachability, lack of paying attention to the rules, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. So I think the big thing from our – and I talk about a player who's never been suspended, never been ejected. So now we're saying that he's going to be suspended for 3 games. So, look, it is what it is. I think the big thing from our standpoint, and all teams want this, is just some level of consistency. And we've talked to the league, quite frankly, but we don't have a good explanation. D'Amico talked to them yesterday. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure Aziz will go through whatever process he's going to go through, and then we'll deal with it accordingly. But I think what we take umbrage is just the picture that's been painted about Aziz, his intentions, who he is as a person. I mean, quite frankly, it's bullshit. And it's unfair to the individual. It's unfair to the organization. I mean, we love everything about Aziz Alshaier, what he means to this team, what he brings to this team. Going back to the first thing I said, the most important thing is the health and safety of our players. And I'd say the health and well-being of Trevor. And, you know, hopefully Trevor's going to be okay. But to speak on Aziz's intentionality about what he intended to do, some of the comments that have been made, quite frankly, it's embarrassing.
Question is, what do you do next when this is all done? Dan Patrick had an interesting thought on his show today as I listened to my buddy DP quite a bit coming down for work. He thinks that instead of sliding, maybe you have a quarterback just do a fair catch signal. Like basically what, stop in the middle of a run and just stop and just wave your hand.
So they're running full speed and then they just stop?
I guess.
I don't see how that could work.
I don't either.
I mean, just something that's more clear than I'm not to be hit.
I don't know how you can make it more clear than I'm sliding and giving myself up.
Because when you're sliding, you're still running. You're still in a position where you're running.
But you watch the rest of the games on Sunday. Many quarterbacks did the exact same thing, and everyone just kind of stopped around them. It just seemed like this guy made a concerted effort.
Yeah, it was the forearm.
I'm
going to
lay
stuff.
You out. I'm sending a message.
You know,
real quick.
No, yeah.
I know the other week we were talking about how Mahomes runs down the sidelines, and then you're saying like guys are afraid to hit him because they think they'll get flagged and thrown out. Like this guy actually went through with the hit. So
it wasn't just that too. It was a forearm too.
It was a forearm.
It was the extra. I don't know. I know it's split second. It's
right.
It's
and
quick,
and it's so tough because it's always on the defender to make the decision.
Decision. Yeah. I mean, I feel like how many hits happen? 2,500 hits a game every Sunday, Monday. Kind of surprised that we don't see this more often, and I kind of feel like
it's because
an outlier.
Guys have adjusted to the rules, and they know they're going to get flagged, they're going to get fined, they might get thrown out or suspended for this, and he, for some reason or other, he went through with it.
But I see what Nick was saying, like the stuff that I've read.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. We know a lot of sports. I don't know anything about that man, to be honest with him. And so just to hear him being stood up for like that, I got more of an idea of who he was in that clip than I had
and it's,
the entirety of his career. So, people get out of pocket sometimes.
And it's great that he's being defended in the same way that it was great to see the Jaguars defend Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Certainly, if you're wondering how the locker room is together or not in this awful season, they're playing hard still for Doug Peterson, and they backed up Trevor to the point where, I think
you should be given a pass.
Like, you're not given a pass. Like, you want to throw a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct on somebody that's defending their quarterback after a nasty hit like that. The thing that just drives me crazy through all of it, obviously there's lots to be driven crazy about, is the Texans didn't lose yards on the play.
They had to come out, so there was like a 10-minute delay.
Right.
They cleared the field. They get Trevor off the field, right. And suddenly it's offsetting penalties, 3rd and 1. Here's Mac Jones try to take over the rest of the drive.
And for me, it's like, clearly this is an objection, an ejectionable offense, and everyone else's reactions, you know, are, if they're not ejectionable, then it should be some form of, you get the penalty, but it's superseded by somebody who has to be ejected for what he did. And that's 15 yards against you as well. Like, the yards are important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be forgotten. Because, you know, I understand that the justice is coming down now, and it is severe. And that's part of the reason why Caserio is probably pissed. He's lost a terrific player for 3 very important games against 3 very difficult to defend opponents in Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore. So I understand all of it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, Jerry Jones. It's Jerry Jones Tuesday. It's 105.3 The Fan Tuesday.
So many days since I had to hear anything.
Well, you'll hear it. So I guess he's talking about Mike McCarthy again. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
I got to find out what.
Why is he asked about that?
I don't know. Called it garbage.
All right.
The league sent out the ratings for Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, man, I've seen these.
Oh, baby.
You have seen them? Because I was going to ask you, which one do you think is the highest rated of the three?
Did we even have to ask that question?
As I told you, that when the Cowboys play and it's late afternoon, early evening, and people are, you know, eating and watching football, it's the biggest rating, 38.8 million viewers. Fourth most watched Thanksgiving Day on record. Fifth most watched NFL regular season game on record. Second highest.
How about them Cowboys?
Second highest rated. Bears Lions. Oh. Man, if you are a coach in the hot seat and you do not handle the final 30 seconds of a game properly and 37.5 million viewers are tuning in, that's a witch's brew. Yep. That's a witch's brew. Most watched early Thanksgiving Day game on record. Lions are ratings gold, man. So are the Bears. A mere 34.2 million watched the night game.
Oh, that's what a shame.
That's a nice, I mean, 141 million total unduplicated audience viewers.
Dude, everyone was just watching football on Thursday.
Why not? You can't get off the couch. You're full.
Mm-hmm. And you're like in and out of like a tryptophan.
But that's why I was saying the Giants had to show up and compete in that game, because if they had a non-competitive effort like we saw against Tampa in front of 38.8 million viewers against the Dallas Cowboys.
Daboll probably would have got fired too.
I'm telling you, that's the way things go south fast. There you have it on that front. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. So Jerry Jones, everybody, he spoke today, 105.3 The Fan. It's his usual Tuesday conversation. He was talking about Mike McCarthy in this one. Is that what it is? Is that what I'm being told? Okay. Last we heard from Jerry, he said it wasn't crazy to give him a contract extension. Then he went out and won a Thanksgiving Day game. He won two. It went beat the Commanders, 105.3 The Fan, beat the Giants on Thanksgiving, now 105.3 The Fan. Hit it.
He's steady as a rock. He basically has never wavered from his mantra of we didn't play well, so we don't I'm not going to say don't deserve to win, but the reason why we didn't win is we didn't play well. He's genuine. He's no BS with these players. And I've never thought for one second that the team had quit recognizing what an outstanding coach he is.
So there's two ways to look at this. One is that he really doesn't want to fire Mike McCarthy, and he's really thinking of keeping him. Could be true.
Yeah.
Right? The other one is like, hey, I went all in on him and he doesn't have a contract. And I really think we can pull something off right here if we just keep winning games like this one on a Monday night against the Cincinnati team that's 4-8, or then at Carolina after that, and then Tampa at home, at Philadelphia, home for Washington. We can have the storybook ending. And I don't want everybody in the locker room to just wake up and go, oh, that's right, he doesn't have a contract. Why don't you listen to him? Works both ways, doesn't it? Those two green rectangles up on the screen indicating two wins after five straight losses gives them that chance, because all they got to do is keep winning and then win that last one against Washington and they sweep them. All they got to do is have the same record as Washington. And right now they're 2.5 behind them. They could be 2 behind them with a win over the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm saying there's a chance, TJ. I'm saying there's a chance.
God, if you're listening, help.
What's more likely? TJ's real team or fantasy team makes the playoffs? Because his fantasy team right now in our league
fantasy
is
football?
En fuego, to use the Dan Patrick phrase.
Fire.
Mike Evans, Saquon Barkley, Russell Wilson, Joe Mixon. Well, he's about to hit Bimageddon on this front, but what's more likely? What's more likely?
I have it more likely.
Fantasy.
Your fantasy.
Neither.
Oh,
I think
TJ needs a hug, guys.
No, I think one game, like I said, I lost one game where Mixon came back from injury. I didn't realize it. That cost me in the standings. I need Brockman to lose on Sunday.
Yes, you do.
And I need
this is delicious.
Then I need to outscore him by like 40 points on top of that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who started 0-3 but has clinched a playoff spot with a week to go?
I have no idea.
That would be the host of this program who's living his best life.
Eisen Palooza.
That is right, Jim Harbaugh. It is Eisen Palooza right now. You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. So it's straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote right now at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. Let's go to our friend Terzo in Iowa to wrap things up. We've got about a minute. What's up, Terzo?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Man?
First things first, Rich. I would much rather wear Rivals swag than eat a piece of Del Tufo's hat.
That's true.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's factual.
Hands down.
Terzo. Factual, Terzo. What else is on your mind?
So, Rich, I had another great weekend. Not really. My fantasy team stunk again, so I'm in the boat as TJ that I don't think either of my teams are going to make the playoffs, and the Niners got roughed up yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as we kind of talked last week, I have faith in Purdy. I don't think we bring back Sam Darnold. And what, do we bring in another veteran quarterback. You know, I don't know if that's a possibility. I really don't want Kirk Cousins because I think Atlanta is going to move on from him here either in the next couple weeks, but most definitely probably next season. And I'd rather see what we have in Purdy. I don't think he's worth the $60 million, but to be honest, I think he's earned the right to be our starting quarterback, and I don't think this year's indicative on his talent.
All right, Terzo, appreciate the time. I hear you.
Appreciate you guys.
And you,
see you, buddy.
All right, bro. I just was bringing it up, thinking that, you know, if Purdy and the Niners just fall apart, and that's not the way you want to go into a negotiation where you're saying, I'd like $55 to $60 million a year, please. That's all I'm saying. Well, we'll see. We shall see. Tomorrow's program, do you know who's first in, first up? Breath of fresh air. Ken Jeong will be here.
Oh, hey. Right. That's
Ken
right.
Jeong will be here. Bruce Feldman will be here.
Bruce.
Right.
Bruce.
Right? These are guys.
Our guys.
They're our guys.
Let's go.
You know who'll also be here?
Christopher Walken?
Day three of me talking with my chest.
Oh, gosh.
Day three. Bruce Feldman's the one who said 70 could be hung.
He did.
Yeah. They got 10, by the way. 10.